The early F-100s of the small tail had a problem that was never identified that killed several pilots in their military tactics. And so the NACA got one bailed to them to study the problem. We suspected what it was, so-called inertia coupling, which is best I can describe is when a top slows down and begins to tumble as it goes around. That means all three axes are getting into this thing, and that's why it's wobbling. That's inertial coupling. Anyhow, on the first flight with that airplane, I took off, and I was just going to check out in it. We were going to do a lot of these rolls, and finally ended up doing about 1,000, couple of rolls of the airplane, and we solved the problem. But anyway, I was off. I'd never flown it before. Up in the air, and I had a fire warning light. Not knowing the airplane too well, but in hindsight, all of the stuff was on the front of the engine, right down in front of the blower on those engines. And if we had a fire in there, you'd already blown up, you know. But I didn't know that, so it had to be a false fire warning light. So I throttled the engine back, and the fire line warning light went out and slowed way down. And then it came back on. Well, that didn't, make me feel like Mrs. Crossfield's son was in the safest place he could be. I didn't know what was happening. Airplane was flying pretty well, so I stopped, cocked the engine, and put the RAT out, the ram air turbine, brought it on home, and landed. Now they never landed the F-100 dead stick successfully. But anyway, I made one of the best landings ever made. No, not but it was a good landing. And the rocket airplanes, which always came home dead stick, I would land where I wanted. I got pretty good at that with those kind of airplanes. Landed where I wanted, turned, coast over, up the ramp, and park them in front of the hangar door so it would have to come on. So I just, stupid, a sick airplane, a smart pilot would leave it there and let somebody come and get it. I coasted up the ramp, the hangar door, and applied the brakes. Well, the handbook says that without engine hydraulics, you only have 3 cycles in the brakes and less if you use nose wheel steering, and the handbook's exactly right. So it didn't stop. And so I waved the guy who was flagging me in aside so I wouldn't run over him. He ducked and ran, fortunately, and I went in the hangar door, out, stuck the nose all the way out to the wing, out the hangar wall.
Oops.
Oops is right. Hero one minute, you know what the next. And anyway, the aftermath, we repaired the airplane and went on to fly that whole program and did what we wanted to do. But Charlie Yeager always said from then on, every chance he had in public, the sonic wall was mine, the hangar wall was Crossfield's.